This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What does the future hold for Alec Murdaugh in the courtroom? Should there be a new judge? Should there be a new murder trial? Judge Clifton Newman now requesting a new judge handle any post-trial motions involving Alec Murdaugh's murder charges, according to the Supreme Court of South Carolina in a filing that was just recently made. Murdaugh's next trial, though, it is set to take place on November 27th still. Judge Newman will be presiding over that. It's a financial crimes trial. Joining me to discuss all of this, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What's your thoughts on this? Is Judge Clifton Newman doing the right thing here by saying, look, you're right, I shouldn't be have any place here in any future murder proceedings, but the financial stuff, I'm still good with. What's your thoughts there?
I agree. You know, we discussed this a little bit last week, Tony, and I think how we left it was we hoped Judge Newman would recuse himself from anything to do with the murder trial based on everything going on with his clerk.
Yep.
And it was so wonderful to see him step up and I think really do the right thing and be, you know, humble and understand that even though most of us believe he could have presided and been very fair, it was just a bad optic.
Yeah.
And so he stepped down. I think he should be fine in the financial. He throughout that trial was so fair and unbiased. At really every turn, having watched, you know, the majority of that trial, I think he will be fair in this trial, and they're just completely different matters.
Yeah, but without a doubt, they are. I know the attorneys for Alec Murdaugh, Jim Griffin and Dick Harpudelin, have also put a motion into play asking for a change of venue. Their reasoning saying the unprecedented media coverage on the double murder trial is just too much, seen by millions of people. We need to go somewhere else. At this point, with a case like this, where this is literally one of the biggest stories of the year in terms of true crime and murder and such, moving it out of that area, does that really make that much of a difference when literally everyone everywhere is aware of this case that would be watching true crime or anything of that nature?
Well, my view is, yeah, move it to Greenville, you know, move it to Columbia, move it to one of the larger cities there in South Carolina, away from where they're at, will be fine. There are so many people that have no idea what's going on in true crime. Now, they can tell you everything that's going on in race car driving and in cooking and, you know, everything else that's involved in their world, you know, their new principal at their school. They could tell you everything. But really, I really believe, Tony, it's true crimers and newsies that are up on these cases. And I think there's so many people to snag from that won't even have heard anything about this case. And I always use as a litmus case, as a litmus test, I should say, all the other people in not only my world, but in my kids' world that have no idea what I'm talking about if I said the word Alec Murdaugh.
Sure.
They just say, who's that? Is he, you know, is that some new insurance company? They would have no idea what I was talking about.
That's very true. And I suppose there is quite a difference if it's actually happening in your own town, whether you're following true crime or not. In some of these small communities, you would know about it no matter what, but not so much if you get to a larger city with a larger population. Is that what really Alec needs to truly get a fair trial? Are these good arguments that Dick and Jim are making about this of wanting to have it moved? The other argument that they're trying to make is it should be at least 1 year after the murder trial proceedings that the financial crimes trials should take place. How valid is that one?
Well, I think it's certainly valid to change venues. I think with everything going on, with the specials that have happened on Netflix, just everything, there that would be difficult to find somebody down there in the low country that hasn't heard or doesn't have an opinion. So that's valid, the venue. As far as the time situation, you know, he's in jail anyway, I should say now in prison, waiting. So it's not like he's loose, but I will say it's difficult when these cases drag on. People retire, people get new jobs, people move on. And some of those facts and everything, it just gets a little bit more stale in terms of in people's memory, you know, you're the witnesses. So I don't like the idea of dragging it out. I don't really understand any sort of valid argument for that. I don't think the judge will allow that, but I hope they do the venue change.
Just speculating here, we're talking about people kind of moving on. You know, sometimes people die. Lots of things can happen over a period of time when things are delayed. One of the things that runs through my mind, since we've learned that, you know, Alec has no more money to pay attorneys and Dick and Jim are doing this all pro bono. Why? I guess, why stick with this after the guilty verdict that came in? Obviously, there's some question to that, but they're still with him, still representing him. Other than, I guess, maybe the simple answer is they believe he's innocent. But, I mean, obviously, you know, he's admitted to these financial horrors of what he's done. Why are they still with him? Fame? Money? What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's all about certainly notoriety.
Yeah.
You know, other cases they will get just based on their notoriety. If anybody doesn't think that they have a reputation and sort of a bit of fame going on, they just needed to go to CrimeCon and see everybody flocking and taking pictures with them and how they were treated at CrimeCon, which was sort of as a celebrity type status. So the notoriety is big, I think, and for bringing in other cases, right? So that has a big monetary component. I also think, even though we say, you know, if he does get off, which I don't think he will on either charges, ultimately at the end of the day, what if he does? He could work for them the rest of his lives. I mean, he is an attorney, right? He could find a way, I'm sure, to repay. And I don't know that I'm not convinced that there isn't money still.
Actually,
I'm not convinced. I think there is a lot of money. That law firm still exists. He still has a lot of family in there. Buster doesn't seem to be complaining about his situation. I think there's a lot more money out there that we don't know about.
There was a lot that was certainly unaccounted for that nobody really has the answer to. Maybe this is part of the answer, that somehow it's flowing in some way that is not necessarily recognizable. But it's hard to believe that Dick and Jim would be sticking with him because they think this is an innocent man. You know, like in the Delphi case where they're there. His attorneys, I think they believe that Richard Allen is innocent. That's why they're so sticking with him. Dick and Jim, probably a very different case, and you're probably exactly right on that. The fame and
I agree with you on that, Tony, and recall that the individual who he had, you know, feigned shooting him, I don't know if you remember that,
over. Yes, yep.
Had him shot, right? And then there's a lot of controversy on that maybe, you know, he was hoping to turn the tide and actually shoot him. In other words, Murdoch shoot him and make it look like, see, this was the guy that also killed my wife and my son.
Yeah.
And he tried to kill me, but it went awry. There's a lot of different thought processes on it. But in his case, there was a lot of money funneled through him.
Yes.
Over $100,000. I think it was close to $200,000 that were these. And I know he was the drug dealer, but there was no way that's how much oxycodone he was taking. No. And they were all in and around like $26,000. I think I saw just one payment right after. And so my point is that was he funneling money, laundering really through other people in this way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully that will come to bear where we'll see that, because they're going to be able to financially trace all that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.